Hi, welcome back to Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Hunt.
I'm Matt Hatter Plays.
And today we are talking about burnout and the craft. Our favorite topic, because both of us are always burnt out.
We're so burnt the fuck out.
Mostly. Yeah.
Y'all can't see, but I'm just, my face.
Everyone's exhausted all the time. So what is burnout? Are we going for like our personal definition?
Let's do the personal definition, because honestly, if y'all want like the regular definition, there's something called the fucking dictionary. You can go do that. that's part of what burnout is to me, by the way. It's that point of just finish where I do not care anymore, and I will say whatever the fuck I want at this point in my life because I'm just so done.
Burnout occurs just from me from doing too much, and then I have like fatigue and exhaustion and lose all my passion and creativity for a while. I was very burnt out after November when I did my like trying to write a novel thing for YouTube. I was very burnt out after that. I also moved that month, so those two things on top of each other did not work.
Yeah, I typically burn out, like, right, first off, if I'm manic. Second off, if, like, right out of a manic episode, when I'm starting to get that energy back and wanting to do things, creativity goes out the window. That's, like, the first thing, like, out. Like, I'll start doing chores, and then I'll be like, I'm feeling good. And then I'll, like, try to do something creative, and I'm like, I can't do anything. This doesn't work.
How does burnout affect your path personally, Matt?
It gets in the way of everything. There's literally
there's nothing you can do that feels good.
I literally look over at like my little spot for Delilah and I'm like, not today, bitch. Just not today. I love you. You're great. Fantastic. Don't touch me. Don't get anywhere near me. I don't want your vibes. Go away. I don't want a man in my way.
Yeah, that's relatable content. I think that I tend to do a lot less spell work when I am experiencing burnout. I would say that I've gotten into a habit of doing like really kind of practical magic in my day to day. So it doesn't necessarily like get in the way in that sense.
But that feels almost like habitual rather than,
put
you know,
a mushroom
like
sticker on my vape.
Adorable.
Because Ethan got the same color and he's colorblind.
Oh, then that's very helpful. So I feel like when that's something a little bit more like habitual that you're doing instead of, you know, having to worry about any of the creative aspects.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that you can do and what kind of practices can you do while you're in burnout?
I mean, anything low spoon and anything that doesn't take a lot of energy. Sometimes that could be just, you know, cleansing yourself, cleansing your space in a very low key way. Like not necessarily going super ham with it. You can just kind of wear protective jewelry. You can take some sacred rest time, take care of your sacred body, take some baths, a shower, treat yourself, consider your self-care and maybe self-care spells as part of that, helping you get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Make some
Yeah, I've always considered like if I'm in a burnout thing, it's a good time for open roads, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you're really like, you really want to try to punch through it, try an open road thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah, something practical, something easy.
Yeah.
A quick prayer or two. And do you have to practice while you're burnt out?
No.
Yeah.
No, you do
100%
not. No. If you're not feeling the vibe of your practice, there's no reason you need to practice. That's it. Like, you just don't have to.
Flat done, easy.
It's fine.
Right. And I feel like that is something that needs to be talked about. So I wrote up our little overlay, or our, not overlay, our little whatever, the outline. Thingy that tells us what to do.
Outline.
Yeah, the outline. And I put, when can you stop practicing, and can you do you have to practice while you're in burnout? Because honestly, I feel like a lot of you need to know your practice can pause. I swear I get so many readings. I get so many other practitioners. I get so many people saying, I don't know, I just haven't been feeling it. Then don't.
Then don't do it. Just chill.
Sit.
Sit.
Sit down.
It's all right.
Go walk. Go take a walk. Just whatever you do, stop doing it. Because if you're not in it, your magic ain't in it. It's like trying to put your car in reverse with nobody in the driver's seat. All that's going to happen is you're just going to crash harder. Like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, and obviously if you still want to practice while experiencing burnout, that's fine too.
Right. If you want to, then do it. If you don't want to, then don't.
When can you stop your practice? Whenever the fuck you want.
Yes.
It's okay to take a break, and it's okay to say, you know what, I know I usually got into a habit of doing these things, and I really don't want to do them. That's fine.
Yeah. I know a lot of jokes are said about, like, entities and deities, you know, getting grumpy that you haven't gotten their offerings, mm-hmm. but they are there to work with you and to serve you as much as you serve them. So what kind of entity are you working with if it demands things out of you when you are not in a space to do it anymore?
Yeah.
Then you got to ask yourself a whole bunch of other questions because you are no longer working with what you think you're working with.
I've had experiences where I felt as though a deity or divine being was angry at me. And I think that a lot of that comes from preconceived notions of what gods behave like, especially in Christianity. And it's not to say that the gods don't punish, especially the Greek and Roman gods. We have history of that happening. But I've yelled at several gods few times, and I am not yet a cow. So I think that it's okay. Like, sometimes
I can't be a cow. I want to be a cow.
I'm not turned into an animal yet. And the other thing about those mythologies is they are stories to help us understand things and the gods. So
true. Tell me about your burnouts. Come on, let's talk about our burnouts.
I don't want to talk about my burnout.
You gotta do it. Come on.
I just, like I said, end of November, I had moved. I had attempted writing a novel, and I was done for a while. I was like, I need a break.
I mean, just lately when I was, you know, working this new job while also like trying to produce content, I've officially had to put a stop on my Patreon, my personal Patreon content. I just straight up left a message telling everybody, okay, can't do it anymore. If you don't want to pay me, that's great, fantastic, I understand, just don't, because like I ain't here. I'm out.
I think that's where I'm at. I'm just, well, actually it's not where I'm at. I'm not burnt out right now. I mean, I didn't have a lot of passion for creativity, and that's how I know. Like, when I really just don't want to do things, even things that I have to do, I don't feel passionate or creative towards it at all, that's when I know I need to take a break.
Yup, that's a perfect time, perfect opportunity. For me, it's like when I'm trying to research folklore, which is something I deeply love.
Mm-hmm.
The second my eyeballs lay on a book and it's like, nope. I'm like, oh, okay. Matt's burnt out. Matt literally can't even read a book about folklore because it's driving him nuts.
Yeah. That's so. How I know. Right now I'm in a creative space and I have energy, so I'm taking advantage of that.
Good. But I do want to add, as towards our ending thoughts about this whole topic, to everybody that we have as listeners, you're loved, and it is okay to not. You can literally just
know. Know your boundaries.
Exactly. Have some self-respect. I'm just kidding.
That's rude.
I mean,
plenty of self-respecting people have terrible boundaries, like me.
That's true. But take care of yourselves. Allow yourselves to be burnt out and just say it. And just, like, take steps to help yourself, no matter how long that takes. And it's weird coming out of my mouth because I'm usually the mean one. but please take care of yourselves. We like you, I guess. So
Matt's attempting to be nice. He's doing okay.
I'm trying. It's not working.
I don't have any end thoughts. I think everything I said makes sense.
True. The coherent one.
I'm good. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to take care of yourself and drink some water. We will talk to you guys next week. This has been Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Aunt.
I'm Matt Hatterplace.
Thank you so much for listening.